Good morning, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. Very excited to be here with you this wonderful Wednesday morning, January 22nd. It is a chilly one out there in Tucson, but lots of hot gossip happening over here in the restaurant industry. I always bring it to you on Food for Thought. But before we get there, I want to shout out to my man, Chris DeSimone. This is going to be our last Jump in Tucson show following Wake Up Tucson. Chris is moving to Live the Dream Media, and it has been an absolute pleasure to follow up his show over here. He happens to be one of my heroes and icons on the local radio station over here. He's always been bringing you local Tucson news and talk for a decade and a half, and somebody that I completely respect, and it's been an absolute pleasure to follow him up and bring you local restaurant and talk, local Tucson restaurant and talk, with a focus on our hospitality industry. As I finished up our calendar year over here and do my weekly payroll that we do in the restaurant business, I happened to take pause at an incredibly large line item we had on our payroll this week, and that happened to be Arizona sick pay. We had over $1,000 in Union Hospitality Group in Arizona sick pay. For those that don't know, this was part of Proposition 206 that passed in 2016, becoming law on January 1st, 2017, and employees can earn some credit for some of the hours they've worked to take off paid sick time. I had over $1,000 last week in paid sick time through our company. Now, on one level, this is great for our staff members. I certainly don't want to come on the radio and advocate that employees don't necessarily deserve this. It's quite frankly the law. However, when you start each week $1,000 in the hole, right, for employees that never showed up for a shift in any capacity that you had to pay for, and you've got to pay for this with a restaurant, that's no easy feat to surmount every single week. Where does that $1,000 come from for employees that didn't show up to work? Well, quite frankly, my dear listener, it comes from you. You pay for this at the price of your pizza, at the price of your burger, at the price of your creme brulee. It's all baked in there in some capacity. And this week, as I was looking at the local restaurant news over there, it struck me that Fentanelli's, a concept that was located at Oracle and Ina, originally a Riley's concept, right, by the Fenton family, a well-known, well-heeled group of restaurateurs. They brought you Bata. They brought you Riley's. They had converted Riley's a couple of years ago into an Italian concept called Fentanelli's, and they're moving away from full service, completely eliminating servers, QR codes on the table, funneling you through to order in a contactless manner that essentially is eliminating the front of house. Now, on one level, I understand technology, right? Even at my advanced age over here, I'm certainly an advocate for utilizing technology in ways of making our restaurants better. But this one saddens me a bit, because when you start to remove the service part of full service, you really do lose an element of hospitality. As well, it's incredibly difficult to shift away from full service when you started with a full service restaurant. I think coming to mind a perhaps mistake on this came from a good friend of mine, Ray Flores, from Charo Restaurants, right? From the C. Charo Restaurant Group. And if you remember the Cervezas located on Wetmore, they, midway through their career, switched from full service into this QSR counter service, but without rebranding. And so, of course, the customers naturally came right in, sat down at a table and snapped their fingers and said, "Wait, I've been waiting here for 60 seconds and nobody's greeted me." And the retort is, "Well, you must get up in line and order it your darn self in a whole new process we've created." And that's incredibly difficult to do without a rebrand. And so when I see Fentanelli's moving away from full service, it reminds me of how things like this Arizona sick pay have made servers so expensive that we start to move away further and further from full service. Looking at restaurants opening across town, there's a couple new openings happening up on Campbell Avenue, the corner of Campbell and Fort Lowell, the northwest side, where those of you old enough to remember Nico's Taco Shop, original location over there, you probably spent a few late nights at 2 o'clock in the morning with me out there. I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning, because that was bar time at that time in the state of Arizona. And we would hang out on that corner. Well, gosh, this thing's been empty for two decades. An unbelievable corner, and it just came out on the news last week that a Dutch Bros is going in there, so we're not getting anything local. It's yet another double drive-through without full service. Just up the street from there on Campbell, we're getting a Shake Shack, it seems, in the Fabrics That and Go store that's going to be completely demolished and refurbished. And it's sounding like one of Danny Meyer's, again, QSR concepts is going to pop in there on Campbell on the new Restaurant Row. We are getting big news that Roadies is going to be opening up pretty soon. We talked about this a few months ago on the show. This is Crossroads Festival. It happens to be the location where the Roadhouse Cinema is, the old Bed Bath & Beyond space, and they're converting this into a bowling bar experiential concept over here, sort of a pub entertainment concept called Roadies, and that will be opening up in just the next month or two, and I'm really excited to see that one as getting any sort of midtown concept poking out in the city of Tucson is going to be a big win for us, as we just tend to not have so many new full-service restaurants opening, particularly in the city of Tucson, so I'm pretty excited about Roadies popping up over here. And I do love that Roadhouse Cinema in general. Big fan of that concept. If you haven't had a chance to check out that full service dinner experience with booze, it's kind of nice. Big wide chairs. It's a great place to spend a date night. And then last, Chef Travis Peters, moving away from the Parish and into another operator whose name happens to be Travis as well, too, Travis Miller's Transplant Pizza. And so he's going to bring his Southern flair into the Detroit-style pizza concept that is called Transplant. Certainly an interesting move and kind of an unfortunate one for a great operating restaurant group, the Parish, right? They opened up the Delta downtown. That concept didn't hit as hard as they wanted, and I think it's had some reverberations in that partnership group. And well-known Tucson celebrity chef Travis Peters is leaving that group, jumping on the group from Cereal Grillers and Transplant Pizza. I wish Chef Travis a tremendous amount of luck and extend him an open invitation to come on Jump in Tucson with us anytime. When we come back after the break, though, we're going to bring on a set of entrepreneurs that are taking an even bigger risk. We're going to talk to Chance Frazee, and we're going to talk to Yuri Torito from Torito Farms, coming all the way from Wilcox to talk about this amazing farm-to-table restaurant and hospitality concept that they've developed in Wilcox. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Grant Kruger on Jump in Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday morning with us. Every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., we're talking all kinds of local Tucson talk. On Mondays, you've got Dr. Ed Ackerley talking all great things about the University of Arizona. On Tuesdays, Ted Maxwell from the SALC bringing the engagement hour. On Wednesdays, you've got myself, Grant Kruger. We like to talk all things restaurant and hospitality related. On Thursdays, Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. I believe next Thursday, he's got Old Tucson Studios coming up, one of the biggest attractions here in Southern Arizona. So really excited about that show. And Dr. Ed Ackerley bookends us on Fridays with stories of business success every weekday, 9 to 10 a.m. Jump in Tucson. But we are joined live in the KVOI studios right now by Yuri Torito and Chance Frazee from Torito Farm. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for coming down and spending part of your Wednesday morning with us talking about Torito Farm. Break it down for our listeners about where Torito Farm is located.
So Wilcox, Arizona was the cotton, copper, and cattle capital of Arizona. You're just a nice hour drive from Tucson. You've got a beautiful drive. You're going through Benson, Arizona. You're going to go up through the rocks, and then you're going to drop down into the valley, which is the Sulphur Springs.
Okay. That sounds like a beautiful area. So a little over an hour away, it's basically I-10 past, you know, the exit to Sierra Vista and whatnot, and then on your right-hand side?
Yes, sir.
And how long has Torito Farm been open for?
We have been only open for 2 years, but working on the project for like 10 years.
Amazing. I've heard great things. I have yet to have an opportunity to come out and visit. So I'm really excited to have you on the show and break down what you're doing, because this is a pretty aggressive project. You've got both a hospitality component, like a guest can stay there, right? Like in these eco-designed geodesic domes?
Yes, we have total capacity for 40 people. We have a full brewery, dairy, winery. The area is pretty amazing with all the, we are in the Arizona viticulture area. So we have amazing wines and amazing vineyards around us.
And you're located right next to where Dos Cabezas Vineyard is as well too?
Yes, Dos Cabezas, the mountain. We are on Kansas Settlement Road. And behind us, we have the National Monument, Shirakawa's National Monument too.
Right, a very beautiful area. And I've certainly been there before as well too. Stunning, stunning, like such a great place. So, I mean, how did you get it in you to start such a huge, aggressive venture? I mean, like, this is not just a restaurant. I mean, this is a farm with a brewery and a winery and a hotel component to it too. This is a huge project, Yuri.
Yes, we saw the potential that Wilcox has. Wilcox, the weather is amazing. We are always 10 degrees less than Tucson area. You know, it's a difference when you're like 110. Apple Annie's, a lot of other vineyards or orchards are around us too. It's really family guided too. So you don't know, because we have a lot of alcohol, wine and beer, you can bring your kids, because we also offer tours and a lot of other things for kids to be entertained and know where their food source is coming from.
Which is pretty neat too. Farm to table has been an in concept, you know, for the last decade or so in the restaurant business, but not so easy to achieve in Southern Arizona. With our farms, there's only so many things we can produce with our climate here as well too. As Chance was talking about, you know, three of the five C's over there that make up Arizona, right? Like, what are you guys growing on the Torito farm?
We are based on sustainability. So most of the things that we planted are being aware of the water, you know, because we all share the water. So the vineyard was planted because they don't use as much water. We have crops for animals, but they're just seasonal because, like you said, you can grow too much in the desert.
And you guys have your own wells over there as well?
Yes.
Very cool. So what kind of crops are you growing?
We do hay, depending on the season for the cows. We try to always have something available for them. We have a vineyard, three different varieties of our grapes, and we have pistachio trees. So Torito Farm is trying to highlight the area. We have, like I mentioned, big orchards. So we also have peaches, pears, but not in a big amount. We probably have 40 trees of each, because we just want that for our kitchen and to highlight the area. Like I said, we have a big dairy down the road, but ours is a little more friendly, I can say. Like, our animals stay with their moms all the time. Like, people can come and visit. If you visit in one day that we have a calf, you get to name it.
Oh, wow. Really cool. No way. That's amazing. That's so cool. So I was looking at the reviews on TripAdvisor, right, and Yelp, and the various sites you would go, like, this is essentially like an ecotourism destination, right, Yuri?
Yes. One of our goals is trying not to get anything out, any waste out of Torito Farm. That is part of our sustainability. So the grain from the brewer goes to the cows, feeds the cows. And the cow manure goes to the field. The field pruning, we kind of put it in the soil so it regenerates itself. And we are doing pretty cool stuff over there.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's as close to probably farm to table as you're going to get, particularly in Southern Arizona as well, too. Right? These concepts are very popular. People love the idea. And when you live in Northern California, this works no problem, right? There are some spots on the East Coast you can pull this off. But in the Sonoran Desert, it's not quite as easy.
Yes. You also have to find the right cattle that is going to support this weather. So it's a lot of research in every single project that we do, that we try to make it as best as possible.
How many head of cattle do you have over there at Torito Farm right now?
The whole herd, it's around 80. We are like so small, like a boutique dairy, and we only milk like 20 cows daily, and we produce 400 gallons. So with the right feed and the right amounts of everything, you can produce some milk with not that many cattle.
How do you manage all 80 of those individual names? If the customers have picked their names over there, how do you manage those cattle?
We try to make it like related to princesses or to one cartoon or like to make it fun for kids. So we have Ariel, and Ariel has Flounder and has Sebastian from the Little Mermaid, you know? So we try to relate them and give them hints to the people, like, oh, their mom is her or things like that.
So cool. What a great experience for kids to come out and be able to see something like that as well, too. Chance, you're the general manager of Torito Farms over there, and I understand that you've got a big brewery operation as well, too. I used to work for Breckenridge Brewery out of Breckenridge, Colorado for many years. Tell me about your brewing operations.
So our brewing operation is phenomenal. I always look at it, we are a microbrewery, but with the amount of beer that we're pushing out and the amount of people that come in specifically for our beer, when you're nestled in the wine region of Arizona and you have come up with a phenomenal concept as Sal and Yuri have with the beer, it really sets us apart. People are really interested in local beer, and our brewmaster is phenomenal because he is very traditional. You're not going to run into a lot of the beers with like a very exotic name. When he says it's a Pilsner, it is your traditional Pilsner. He tries to stick very, very closely to exactly the region and where the beer originated from, which is amazing. Our number one seller is our Cerveza Cobre. It's our Mexican lager. That is a phenomenal beer. When I came on with Sal and Yuri at Torito Farms 2 years ago, I wasn't a beer drinker. That really wasn't what I was about. But now, after 2 years, I have fallen in love with craft beer and also the way it is made. We have a beautiful setup. If you're sitting in our dining room having dinner, you get to watch our brewmaster make beer from start to finish. It's really a phenomenal way to be able to broadcast our beer. And maybe people who don't drink beer, when they sit down, they see the process going on and they're really excited and they're a little more piqued to try it.
Without a doubt. How many beers are you producing over there at Torito Farm right now?
Right now, we have 12 beers on tap. And then we always do seasonal and like one-off beers.
Are those beers available anywhere else right now? Are there other restaurants carrying those beers? Are they unique to the property?
Everything is available in different restaurants here around Tucson. We also are in Natural Grocers and Total Wine.
Amazing. That's a pretty big product distribution to already get into those big national grocery store chains like Total or Natural Grocers and Total Wine. That's pretty impressive. What's your favorite beer of the bunch?
My favorite beer currently, it was a one-off beer, but it was our Rye Lager. Phenomenal, crisp, clean beer. My second would have to be the Cerveza Cobre. I'm normally not a dark beer drinker, but Andrew really did a phenomenal job when he came up with the concept for this beer, and it has also won state awards.
So where did you work before? Because obviously the experience set of being able to manage both a hotel, a brewery, a winery, a farm, like this is a stacking a skill set on top of a skill set. Like, what's your background?
So my background, I originally went to college in Boston, did my culinary degree, and I have always loved hospitality. I have walked away from hospitality a couple times, you know, dip my toes in something else, but hospitality has always been my love. I was in North Dakota for 5 years, managing a country club up there, came back to Arizona. I'm born and raised. I'm a fifth generation Arizona native. The area means a lot to me. And when I came back, Sal and Yuri had built this phenomenal concept and a one-stop shop in a lot of ways. And that really piqued my interest. I was back 2 weeks when they picked me up. I originally just wanted to come back as a bartender. I was done managing, done running kitchens.
Understand, I've served my last beer on more than one occasion in this industry as well too, sir.
Exactly. And so coming back and slowly going through the ranks, from bartender to events coordinator to general manager and now up to head chef, it's been phenomenal. I absolutely love it. The hospitality out there is a little different though, because like Yuri said, we are a boutique resort. I mean, we have the animals, we have the vineyard, we have fishing in our pond out front. So there's a lot going on. And we're also a very large growing event center. So that has really changed a lot of what we're doing.
Amazing. Well, we're going to take a quick break over here, but when we come back, we're going to break down more of what's going on at Torito Farm over here. An amazing, amazing property. They've got a winery, they've got a brewery, there's a restaurant, there's a hotel component, there's a shop component we haven't even got into yet over here. All kinds of fun questions coming up with Yuri Torito and Chance Frazee from Torito Farms coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Grant Kruger on Jump In Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back to Jump In Tucson. We are live in the KVOI studios with Yuri Torito and Chance Frazee, owner and general manager of Torito Farm. I've been hearing about Torito Farm now for the last couple of years. I've got a buddy, CJ Dorland, that owns that racetrack out there, Indy, right? On the way, you know, in that same neck of the woods out in Wilcox. Give me the breakdown, Yuri, of how you guys acquired this property.
So I'm Mexican. And I love the border. I love the south of Arizona. And we look for something. We try to do this in Mexico because I own some land over there. So my mom gave me that for my wedding present. So we try to do that over there, but it wasn't going to happen. So my husband and I, we started looking for land in this side. And we knew we wanted a vineyard. We knew we wanted something to do with that type of style.
And so you're from Cananea originally?
Cananea, Sonora.
Right?
That's right.
A big mining town, right? With a strong history of mining and even some labor strife there as well, too. And I remember when I lived in Sonora, like it was a hot spot for sure.
Mm-hmm. Cananea is an amazing town. And that is why our Cerveza Cobra is the only one with a name. Because everything else has the style, the name of the style of the beer. And Cerveza Cobra, since it's a Mexican lager, is kind of my beer, like Cerveza Cobre.
That's amazing. It's such a great story to hear about local Hispanic business owners, right? I happen to be on the board of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and this is something that we work to celebrate here in Tucson, Arizona, particularly when you've got immigrants like starting out from the bottom and building what I think is really an amazing concept over here. I mean, at Torito Farms, you've got a brewery, a winery, a hotel concept, and there's a store as well, too?
Yes, we have a farm store where we carry most of our products. We try to bring local items to the area, like if people around us makes anything, they come and offer. We also have a dairy, which, I mean, it's amazing. Everything combined, it makes such a good vibe, and I think that's the way the cycle should be.
And you can take farm tours, right?
Yes, that's correct.
I saw you could even like set up a tour to potentially like help with the milking of the cows in some capacity.
We have tours every day that when we're open at 1 and at 3. And the other thing that we do, we bring schools and we show them our operations because we are probably the only dairy left that does from milking the cow to put it in a gallon. So we show our schools their operations.
It's That's amazing. Pretty amazing. So Chance, as a restaurant operator, right, as the general manager of this whole show over here, how do you find your staff? Like I find it sometimes difficult to find staff being in Tucson proper or in Pima County. Like where did the staff come from if you're living and working out in Wilcox?
So staffing, as you said, anywhere is difficult. I mean, that's across the board, all across the U.S. I am extremely blessed. I have a phenomenal crew that works with me. They are the backbone for what I'm able to do. With saying that, all of our staff is local. I mean, most of my waitresses, my bartender, my sous chefs, they are all from the Wilcox area. It's definitely difficult, especially finding people who have any kind of a background. But the nice thing about Torito Farms is if you walk in and you have never waited tables a day in your life, that's okay. As long as you have the personality and you're wanting to learn, that's big for us. So I have no problem being able to bring you on and having the opportunity to train you for whatever position you're looking for.
No, I think that's a great statement and one that holds true in so many different industries, but particularly the restaurant world. We tend to hire for personality. We need you to be outgoing and gregarious. And some of those characteristics are just in you. Or not. You may not know proper wine service, right? You might not be able to tell me the difference between a Pinot Noir and a Pinot Grigio, but I can teach that part. You can't necessarily teach the personality, huh?
No, you can't teach the people skills. And when you do an interview with somebody, you can tell within the first 60 seconds of talking to somebody and how they walk in and introduce themselves, how they're talking to you, the way that they're going to be treating the people in the bar, in the restaurant, or for events. I mean, that's a big key element.
But you guys opened this up in 2022, the restaurant part, correct?
Yes.
And so basically at the tail end of COVID, when we had an $845 a week federal unemployment, like how did you find back of house employees like during that particular time period?
We got really lucky. The back of house that we've had is phenomenal. I mean, we are open Wednesday through Sunday, and we occasionally have events on Mondays and Tuesdays. And you know, a lot of people, if they don't get their days off, they're not happy. And I'm really lucky because I have a staff that if I call up and I'm like, okay, guys, we've got an event on Monday, they are here for me. They love what they do. They love the environment that we've made. And they really work hard for the brand. I mean, they bleed Torito Farms through and through.
So speaking of back of house staff, last week on Jump in Tucson, we had Mackenzie O'Leary, the executive chef from the Tanga Verde Ranch. And she was talking about a collab beer dinner that you guys had coming up on January 24th, I remember.
Yes, we have this Friday. We have a beer pairing with Mackenzie, and we are so excited. She's presenting more of most of our staples, and we're really excited. I think they still have some tickets available if you want to go check on Tanga Verde website.
The TangaVerdeRanch.com, yes. Website over there. And so, like, you've got here a beautiful selection of beer in front of us. I recognize this is radio, but sitting in front of me over here right now is a Torito, the brewery at Torito Farms. And I see a Sonoran Prickly Pear Goes, the Cerveza Cobre, right? Like, there are some great beers over here. I think Matt Neely and I might have to enjoy one of these. I'm not sure if that's in violation of FCC rules in some capacity.
I won't tell if you don't tell.
Right. Your secret is safe with me. This is radio, right? It tends to be
Just keep it off the equipment. That's all.
Fair enough. This tends to be a coffee-sponsored morning show over here, but it's great to see some amazing brewery products popping up over here as well, too. Do you guys do other collab dinners?
Yes. It depends on who are we have our beer with. We just did a takeover tap take. We do most tap takeovers because we highlight more of the beer than the food ourselves. And we had a tap takeover with the Hoppy Vine, Taboo in downtown. We are in Phoenix area too. So my guy over there, Christian, he also does some tap takeovers.
So are you guys self-distributing, Yuri? Like, are you driving the kegs yourself, or are these now through one of the broadline purveyors?
We are a third party. We use a third party. But since we have the line for the milk, we also do it ourselves. So it's kind of both.
And are you guys doing other things with milk? Like, are you making ice creams or other products like this yet?
We had a creamery that it's on pause because the kitchen needed the room for prep area. So our kitchen is growing really a lot.
Chance is shaking his head over here saying, yes. I really did need that room over there for the kitchen.
I mean, we know he's doing amazing things. So I was the cheesemaker, and I really don't have much time to go and make cheese and operations and things like that. So I decided to give him that space because he's doing amazing. I mean, the whole team is doing amazing.
No, it sounds like it. I can't believe you find the time to do all these things you're doing rolled into one over here. I mean, the restaurant business on its own is a difficult business, right? Mm-hmm. The farming business on its own is a difficult business. A hotel business on its own is also a difficult business. And then retail sales, oh yeah, that's also kind of hard too. And you're rolling them all up into one, into this amazing facility in Wilcox, Arizona. That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. I think the most heartbreaking is the farm side because you rely on weather. You know, like that is the most heartbreaking because you have a bad weather and you know why? You're not going to have crops this year. And it's sad, but it also teaches you like you need to keep going and learn from your mistakes and try not to make it next year. We are also excited. This year, we'll have our first wine, our first batch of the red wines. It's
what
really
kind of
amazing.
Varietal are you guys growing over there at Torito Farm?
So we're doing Pinot Grigio, Barbera, and Sangiovese. But Pinot is already in the market, but Barbera and Sangio, they're coming in. We are really excited for that one.
That's fantastic. There's a lot of great wines that come out of Wilcox, right? Like that VA has been celebrated. We've got a store in St. Philip's Plaza, right? The Arizona Wine Collective. Are you guys available there yet? Can I get your products there?
No yet, because we haven't got it out to the market. But Wilcox actually produces 74% of the grapes for Arizona wines. So it's a little town, but like I said before, it has a lot of potential.
Without a doubt, that 10 degree temperature difference does make a huge, huge difference when it's 100 out and it's only 90 in Wilcox. That definitely helps, right? James, what are the operating hours of the restaurant?
So our operating hours are Wednesday through Sunday from 11:30 to 7 on Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday, and then 11:30 to 9 on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, and can you make reservations? Like, how do I do that, if so?
Yes, so we are, especially on a Friday or Saturday night, now that we are a popular place for people to come out and have dinner and celebrate their anniversaries, we definitely push for you to be able to make a reservation on Talk on Fridays and Saturdays. Your Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, if it's parties of 10 or more, we do ask that you do, but we are very flexible. But on a Saturday night, if you do show up without a reservation, I can say there will be a wait, but I can promise you it is definitely worth it.
Amazing. Well, I look forward to trying that one out with my wife, Katarina, for sure. We've talked about making it out there for some time, so I'm really excited for the opportunity and excited that you're spending part of your day here with us talking about what is really an amazing facility. I mean, the idea that you can combine all of these businesses together, each of which that is difficult on its own right, and have it not only be successful but celebrated, is certainly something to be incredibly proud of. Don't go anywhere. We've got one more segment with Yuri Torrito and Chance Frazee from the Torrito Farm coming up after the break. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We've got one final segment over here with Yuri Torrito and Chance Frazee from the Torrito Farm in Wilcox. They've got such an amazing property over here. There is a hotel. And tell us about those rooms. I saw online these like geodesic domes. Like, you can rent these?
Yes. The domes are big. They are like up to 6 people. So if you have a family, you can bring them. They're really entertained. They have AC and heating, bathrooms. So it's camping, but the glamorous way.
Glamping. I like that word over there, glamping. That's certainly something my wife likes on that one. The camping, but with like just a little bit of luxe on there as well, too.
Nobody likes to suffer anymore.
No, understood. So speaking of not suffering, like, you've got an amazing looking menu that I see from your website. Where do you draw information, inspiration from? Where do you come up with these ideas?
So when I sit down, we redo our menu twice a year. I do a fall, winter, early spring menu, and then a spring, summer, early fall menu. And when I'm building, because we're so farm to table, I try to utilize as much of the fresh produce that is in season, of course. If I can't do farm to table directly off our property, I try to keep it in the county or in the state. I've got phenomenal people I work with to be able to do this. And this is really a great way for me to be able to build a menu and to do the pairings. I also like to utilize as much of the beer and wine that we personally make in the food that is served in our dining room. So when I build that out, that's what I keep in mind, because I really want that full service experience. I want you to be able to order something off the menu and also be able to pair it directly with something out of our bar.
No, it makes total sense to me. And Yuri, like, tell me about the local restaurants here in Tucson that are your favorites. Like, when you and Sal go out to eat here in Tucson, Sal's a noted cardiologist as well, too. So, I mean, he's here a fair bit, like, you know, still maintaining that profession as well, too. Where do you guys like to go out to eat?
Our celebrations, we love Catons at the Ritz. Tavolino's, because my husband is Italian. So, of course, we have to have our Italian favorite. And me as a Mexican, I think Taboo in Congress is doing amazing things with their menu. So it's a new bar too. And I love how he plays with flavors and stuff.
Yeah, that's a great new establishment. I actually talked to him just the other day about coming on this radio show and Jump in Tucson over here. And so that invitation is certainly re-extended to have the ownership of Taboo also come check us out. They're located on Congress, on the south side of Congress, been open a little under a year now, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So So what do you say to your listeners out there that think that Wilcox is maybe too far away? You know, we were talking an hour and 15 minutes or so, Chance. Like, give me the sales pitch about why this is worth it to make the drive out there.
You know, if you're anybody who's looking to see something a little different, or if you're not out of Tucson or Phoenix, you know, it's a great day drive. You can go down, you can get to see beautiful scenery, you drop into Wilcox, you can do some wine tastings at some of the phenomenal tasting rooms downtown, or you can make your way out to any of the wineries in our area. And then you come down to Torito's, you can have a phenomenal beer tasting, have dinner, do some tours. And if you want to make it a long weekend, please come down and stay in our domes. I mean, it is an experience like no other.
How many domes do you guys have? And what's the average cost range? I know that hotel rooms often vary in price, but a range even for the domes.
So we have 6 domes available, and then we have 3 hotel suites attached to the main building itself. So these range anywhere from $175 to $290. Of course, time of year, as everything around here, it changes. But it's a great weekend getaway. Come down after you get off work on Friday, check into your dome, have dinner. We have live music every Saturday night. So there's music and dancing on the patio. And we are a full service restaurant. So no matter if you sit in my bar, in the dining room, or out on the patio, you're going to have full service by some of our phenomenal staff.
What time is that music on Saturdays?
Music on Saturday nights starts anywhere between 5 and 6 and runs till 9 o'clock when we close. And like I said, you can have dinner on the patio. You can have drinks on the patio. It's really a great way. And if you're a little worried about the fact, you know, it is a little chilly in Arizona right now, we do have an enclosed patio, so you can sit inside under the heaters in front of a fire pit and enjoy the beautiful music. And when we do book music, it is always somebody local. So that is a phenomenal way. We do all genres of music. So there's really something for everybody.
Well, the hotel component to this is fantastic. I've always said that restaurants and hotels go together like peas and carrots, right? Because anytime you can have a guest staying at a hotel establishment within walking distance of you, they're more apt to stay for that, you know, second bottle of wine or perhaps those after dinner cocktails where you don't necessarily have to jump in your automobile and take off. And that's coming from me in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell with a couple of hotels we've got next to us, you know, like shout out to the Homewood Suites and the Eddie over there for bringing us a steady flow of business. It's got to be incredibly helpful for you guys as well, too, so that if I enjoy a little bit of that Torito wine or some of this Cerveza Cobre over here, I don't necessarily have to hop back in the car and drive an hour and 15 minutes back to Tucson, huh?
Exactly.
So we've got essentially a fantastic complex with a multitude of business components to it. Are there future projects for Torito Farm? Like, where are you guys going to go after you've got a restaurant, a bar, a store, a farm, right? A hotel. Like, what's next on the menu over here?
I think our clientele is going to tell us where they want us to grow. I think the lodging, it's amazing. Being able to bring people from everywhere and have the place for them to stay is, and show them what's Wilcox around.
Are there other cool things? If I wanted to take like a week in Wilcox, like where else am I going?
We have a phenomenal new boutique restaurant and vineyard right down the road. The Lavender Farm at Rumline, they are great. They're phenomenal personal friends of ours. They work really closely with us. They have a beautiful lavender farm. They do their own olives, and they are also custom wine growers for a lot of the wineries around the state. And that is a phenomenal place to be able to go check out. The nice thing about Torito Farms is we're so centrally located. Within 9 miles of where we're at, you have 7 tasting rooms at the vineyards, not to mention downtown where we have another 6.
So that's 13 tasting rooms. It sounds like I'm going to have to stay in a dome over here.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it really nice because you have that opportunity to be able to go out, do your day trip, go hiking at the Chiricahua National Monument, drive around and see the countryside, have your wine tastings, and then come back, have a phenomenal dinner, stay in one of our luxury glamping domes, listen to some music, and end your week off right.
So one of the challenges I've always found with Arizona wineries are that we obviously can't grow coastal grapes in southern Arizona. And so we end up with varietals that people are less familiar with or blending grapes in some capacity as well too. Like, what can you do? What can you say to help out Arizona wines and bring Arizona wineries to the forefront of the consumer's mind here?
You know, I think the biggest thing is whenever people come in and they're not as familiar with, or they have a certain taste palette, we also have to remember where we're at. I mean, you are in for an entirely different a set of tastes here. So with that, just have an open mind when you're tasting Arizona wines. I mean, you're not in the Napa Valley. So you're doing a completely different situation here. And there are so many phenomenal vineyards and so many phenomenal wines that are out there. Bodega Pierce, Keeling Schaefer, Carlson Creek, these are all big names and phenomenal names down in the Sulphur Springs Valley that are our neighbors.
Do you carry some of those wines in your restaurant as well too?
Yes, we do. So we recurate about every 6 months the wines that we carry. And we are very close with all of our wineries. They're very good to us. These are people that if you come in with your wife and you're sitting there at the bar having dinner, there's a really good chance that some of these winemakers and these owners are going to be sitting right next to you.
Amazing. Well, I'm really looking forward to the experience. Break it down for us, Chance or Yuri, about where our listeners can find Torito Farm.
Our website is toritofarm.com. And you can book everything if you want to come visit us, the domes, events, the brewery. You can check like what we're doing on our website.
Amazing. Are there other social media platforms that you guys are on, Chance?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, of course, our website. And so any of those, you can reach out to us. If you're looking for your special event, we've got the capacity to be able to handle up to 300 people. So if you're ever looking to have a wedding, an anniversary, any kind of a big party, really come and see us.
That's amazing. And I can name the cows as well, too.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that one over there. And again, the operating hours are, again, Chance, one more time.
We are open from Wednesday to Sunday. We are open from 11:30 to 7 Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and 11:30 to 9 on Friday and Saturday. And we do ask that if you are looking to come down on a weekend, we do ask if you log in to talk, make your reservation, any special items that you need, if you're looking for flowers for that special somebody, or you're looking for a special cake for that birthday, just write it down in there, let us know, and we'll get it taken care of for you.
And we can book those rooms or those domes through the website as well, too, or are those available through third-party websites like the Expedias and whatnot of the world?
They are available on both sides, so if you want to just go straight to our website, you can book through there or Expedia or any of the other third parties.
Amazing, guys. I'm so impressed with what you guys have created over here. You should be incredibly proud for bringing a project of this size and this scope to Southern Arizona, and I hope that our listeners here at KVOI will respond in kind and go check out Torito Farm and Wilcox. Yuri, it's been an amazing to spend some of this morning with you, and Chance, thank you so much for coming to down to Tucson and spending part of your Wednesday morning with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
So please go and check out Torito Farms. It's been my pleasure to host you here on Jump In Tucson this Wednesday. Matt, Neely, and I have got some Cerveza Cobre to get through over here from Torito Farms after the break. Thanks so much for spending part of your Wednesday morning with us at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk.